If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The Las Vegas Golden Knights have been cruising through the playoffs with a somewhat unexpected netminder.
Has Besser in front? Oh, did you see that? Save the game and maybe out the playoffs for Robin Leonard.
It's the latest in a remarkable journey for Robin Leonard, who opened up about his struggles with addiction and mental health issues in The Athletic 2 years ago.
I had to hit kind of rock bottom where I just didn't care about how my career was going to go.
Today, The Athletic's Katie Strang on how Leonard overcame what he called the demons in his mind and what his success means for other athletes with mental illness.
You know, if he does get a long-term deal in Vegas, then there will be that sort of realization that the right organization will embrace that and support you.
From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Kavitha Davidson.
And I'm Anders Kelto. It's Friday, September 11th, and this is The Lead.
It felt like something great was happening.
There was just something about the emotion and that moment.
The failures of the past don't matter because we've got this guy.
I have never seen anything like that.
That's not good news.
This isn't a story where you interview the athlete and go home.
It stays with you.
The Lead is proud to be presented by FanDuel Fantasy. Sports are finally back. We've got basketball playoffs, hockey playoffs, baseball season in full swing, golf, and more. Plus, football season is getting underway, and for me, that means hours on end watching games, staring at my fantasy rosters. It is an exciting time of year for sports. I play on FanDuel because it's an easy-to-use app. You can find contests in different sports that match your skill level, and you can compete for cash payouts. If you've never played FanDuel Fantasy before, great news. FanDuel is offering users the chance to play free this NFL season with no deposit required. Just sign up and FanDuel will give you a free entry to a contest each week of the football season where you can win real prizes. And for anyone who wants to deposit, FanDuel is offering up to a $500 bonus instantly when you make your first deposit with our 20% deposit match. Go to FanDuel.com/lead. Or download the FanDuel Fantasy app to play now. FanDuel, more ways to win. Regardless of where you are these days, it can feel like you always need to be on. And when you need to take a minute to reset, that's when you reach for the one beer that's literally made to chill, Coors Light. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. And with playoff basketball, playoff hockey, football season starting up this week, for me, it's the perfect time to crack one open. Coors Light wants to give you a way to take a break from the new reality of endless video chats in 2020. So say goodbye to your video chat background and hello to that beautiful travel destination in real life and actually chill. Five lucky winners will get trips to the beautiful destinations they've been dreaming about going to for months. To enter for a chance to win, visit CoorsLight.com/outside during September and upload a screenshot of yourself in your ideal video chat background. The prize package is valid through June 2022, so winners can plan their trip whenever they feel comfortable. And for me, after so much time at home, the trip I'm dying to go on is a quiet beach just about anywhere. You can enter for a chance to win a trip to the beautiful destination of your choice at CoorsLight.com/outside. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes begins on August 27th, 2020, and ends on October 1st, 2020. It's open only to legal residents of the 50 U.S. states and D.C. You have to be 21 years of age or older. Travel must be to the destination indicated in the entry and must be completed by June 30th, 2022. For official rules, including how to enter, prize details, and restrictions, visit www.coorslight.com/outside. Void where prohibited. Message and data rates may apply. Remember to celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
So, Katie, take us back to March 29th, 2018.
So March 29th, 2018 is the day that Robin Leonard would say his life really changed. He was goaltender for the Sabres at the time. He was not in a good place personally. He was struggling emotionally, mentally. He was wondering if he could even play. When he got to the rink that morning, he decided, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna play.
His shot is right on. That's gonna be held by Leonard.
And during that game, he was starting to feel some pain in his chest. He was breathing heavily.
I know I felt like I had a heart attack, and it was crazy.
His vision got blurry. He had trouble focusing.
Inside the net, out in front, the shot, they score! Detroit coming right back, and the Wings have narrowed the gap to 2-1.
The time was going so slowly, and all he wanted to do was see that clock hit zero and get back to the trainer's room. And when he did, after that second period, he broke down and realized he was having just a full-on panic attack.
I could not finish a game. So I went home and kept drinking.
So that incident was a first for him, but feeling extreme anxiety and substance abuse, these were not new things to him.
No, he had battled substance abuse for quite some time. And, you know, he was doing a lot of self-medicating. He had, you know, battled some serious injuries that had sort of long-lasting implications.
I had problems after surgeries with opioids that I got heavily addicted to when I had my concussion in Ottawa. The only time I didn't have a migraine was when I picked up my first beer. I was drinking a case a day, at least.
So, you know, things were not in a great place for him already at the time.
And Katie, you also spoke with Robin's wife, Danya. What did she say about his substance abuse and mental health issues back then?
You know, I think first and foremost, she loves her husband very much. And I think it was very difficult to see him in such a vulnerable and dark place emotionally.
It was just all around lonely. I didn't want to talk to anyone. I was scared of what people would think. And, you know, I would try to tell him, like, you're drinking a little too much this week, you know, maybe slow it down a little bit. And he would just kind of brush it off. So I spent a lot of time just crying in the bathroom, go to bed by myself. We had small kids, so it was very hard, very hard.
I didn't care about my kids, and that's incredibly hard to say. Loved them to death, they're my kids. But when I was in those situations, I didn't care. I only cared about one thing, it was how bad I was, all the bad stuff that was in my head. Came home that night and finally, you know, made a decision, you know, I gotta go, and because I won't survive for very long if I don't get help now.
Where would you be if you had not taken that step to get help?
I would be dead. 100%. 100%.
And what makes you say that?
Because I contemplated suicide for a long time. And I was getting closer and closer.
It took him to go to rehab to really sort of unpack, you know, the deeper root of some of those issues and how he'd be able to fix those.
I mean, I am diagnosed with pretty bad PTSD and trauma. I do have some stuff in my history and my luggage and the life I lived before and the life I've lived in my early 20s.
He was diagnosed with bipolar 1 with manic phases. And in a very sort of cursory way, it means someone who experiences extreme mood swings from very, very manic to very, very depressed.
When you mix alcohol and drugs and stuff in it and manic episodes or depression, it's dangerous. Bipolar, heavily drinking, some drugs involved, and being impulsive and have a gun around you, it's not a good combination.
How did things go for him in rehab and in the weeks that followed?
At first, it was really, really difficult. It wasn't just, you know, treating sort of the physical side of things, but sort of the deep-rooted emotional issues that, you know, played a part in that. You know, I know that he did group therapy with, you know, members of the military and heard about, you know, situations that they were dealing with as well.
I met people who hit rock bottom, lost their family, lost everything they've ever loved, lost their job, no chance of getting their job back. That's what losing everything. I didn't lose my family. I'm very thankful for that. And, you know, I got a second chance.
So after he got out of rehab, it sounds like he started considering talking about his struggles publicly. What was his thinking around that?
He felt like it was the right thing to do because it could sort of unburden him from some of the things that had been weighing very heavily. But also he felt like it could you know, help others who had been suffering in silence.
My agent said no. My lawyer said no. My family said no. And everyone said the same thing. It's about contracts in the future. It's going to affect your contract in the future.
But, you know, Robin's case is such a sort of watershed moment for the NHL because he chose to be open about it.
He wrote a very personal letter that was published in The Athletic not too long ago, detailing the struggles that he's had with addiction and also realizing just recently that he's bipolar.
What was the public response to him opening up about everything he had been going through?
Really good. People were really appreciative of his candor.
You know, I get incredibly amount of messages. 90% positive ones.
I think it really had a humanizing effect. Like, yes, I'm an elite athlete. I can perform at optimal levels. I'm at the peak of my profession, but I'm struggling too.
Bill Masterton Memorial Trophy.
The Masterton Trophy is given each year to an NHL player that is supposed to personify these qualities of perseverance, sportsmanship, dedication. It often has sort of become to mean someone that has overcome adversity.
Right. The Masterton Trophy goes to, let's see, Robin Leonard!
So him winning that award was huge. I still remember his speech. It was an iconic speech to me and something that still gives me chills and leaves me with goosebumps.
You know, I'm not ashamed to say I'm mentally ill, but that doesn't mean mentally weak.
And I think that was a huge moment for people to see him willing to take that step.
Is it fair to say there was a before and after version of Robin Leonard on the ice, like before and after he went to rehab and wrote about his struggles?
Yes, I would definitely say we've seen his performance go on this upwards trajectory.
Threw it away. Oh, Leonard! Keller can't believe that one, and neither can we.
It is a part of him, and he doesn't hide it, and I think we've seen the healthiness of that sort of reflected in his play.
This is amazing. This is what gives us energy. The fans from his franchise.
And I know on a personal level, like one of the things that him and I talked about and his wife and I talked about was just like he feels like he's become a better father and a better partner to his spouse.
I get an opportunity to be a dad now. You know, I wasn't a dad before. I really wasn't. Now I get to be in their lives, see them grow up and be a part of it. And I'm incredibly happy for that. And I have her to thank for that.
I love him more than anything, or I wouldn't still be here. It's been a full 360. It's been amazing.
So Robin is clearly in a much better place now. He has public support. He got this big award from the NHL. But it seems like there have been some consequences for him professionally. You know, he's gone from the Sabres to the Islanders to the Blackhawks and now to the Golden Knights on a series of one-year contracts. Is that because teams still see him as a potential liability despite how well he's been playing?
I think he would think so. And he's been pretty honest about that too, that even the teams that were supportive, there was a reluctance, I think, to give him a long-term deal, right? That there was this sort of tendency to say, let's see how this goes. Let's play it by ear. Let's see how this goes. And so I think he does feel like he suffered professionally in some ways because he was so open.
If you had to talk to a player that was in the same place that you were in March of 2018, that was thinking about getting help, knowing that they probably needed help, but also knowing that there was a huge risk, what would you tell them?
I've been in that position a few times already, and I tell them not to be transparent. And that's incredibly tough for me to say. Just telling them the truth, you will get punished. You'll get punished 100%.
Do you feel like you've been punished?
Of course I have. In any sport, if you make a mistake, do you have something on you, you're going to get affected in negotiations.
So, Katie, given that, when you step back and look at his entire story, do you think Robin's coming forward and disclosing his challenges will cause other players to follow suit? Or does he serve as sort of a cautionary tale of what can happen when you're honest?
Honestly, I think it'll probably be both. I think there will be players that will recognize his talent was not compensated for years, probably because of his honesty and transparency. But I hope that also, you know, if he does get a long-term deal in Vegas, then there will be that sort of realization that the right organization will embrace that and support you. But I also think that regardless of sort of the professional side of things, the contractual side of things, I mean, he is dismantling mental health stigma. I mean, I know that several players have reached out to him to talk about things that they probably don't feel comfortable talking about with anyone. And to even just have someone who is open and willing to talk about that and provide sort of a sounding board, I mean, can make all the difference. And I think there are probably young hockey players and teenagers out there that see him at his peak and understand what he's gone through. And I think it'll probably save some kids' lives.
I want to win a Stanley Cup like everyone else in this league, but I just want to be remembered for not being afraid to show who I am, because I think more people can, and it will. It's scary. It is scary, but it's worth it. It is worth it.
Well, Katie, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Of course. Thanks for having me on.
You can follow Katie Strang's hockey coverage and watch her video interview with Robin Leonard at theathletic.com. And special thanks to Adam Berger, Chris Spade, and Matt McDonald for their help with this episode. Thanks for listening this week. Our senior producer is Matt Straub. Production and fact-checking by Ian Hurley. Sound design and mixing by Wydong Lin, Joe Richardson, and Aaron May. Our theme song was composed by Lindsey Graham. Our editorial director is Kavitha Davidson. Our executive producer is me, Anders Kelto. The show is executive produced by Marshall Louie and Hernan Lopez for Wondery. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Anders Kelto. See you next week.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you-know-business.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.